sucking on my tidbits. Like you wanted me, calling me all the time. Like Blondie, check out my Chrissy behind. It's fine all of the time. Happy New Year, chums. Just been jumping some more rope, like a typical New Year's Day. Or to some of you, it's Christmas Eve. Get the idea. I mean, I've got a, I've got a good tune that I skip to, or jump rope to, if you're cool. It's called... It's called Wicked, and instead of me humming the thing, I'm going to bop it into the next Spotify list, which will be called, what Sunday? The 3rd of Jan, so 3 Jan 21. The normal version sounds, remember Hervé? Sort of sounds a bit like Hervé. That's good for skipping. And then there's a Nightwave remix, right? So if you fancy doing a couple of sprints after, treat yourself. The link to that will be in the notes to start the year off right. And anyway, got a little note from last time. At the end, I got a bit muddled between what's the best English accent and what's the sexiest. So, I mean, as we know, Kiwi is officially the sexiest. But what do I think's the sexiest? Well, in the actual British Isles, I'm gonna say Scouse. Putting it out there. Spent a lot of time in Liverpool, and I just love the Scouse, man. So, well, the best accent though. Globally. That's difficult, isn't it? I'd say maybe just South America, brackets general, or South American general, Bolivar. He was a sexy bastard. like Brazil or something. I'd say the best accent, like, if I wanted to choose, like, if they had to get rid of all the other English accents and I had to choose, like, one definitive English, I'm going to go, I'll go Lincolnshire, like I said. Like, so, if you want to hear that accent, it's like Poppy Hillstead from Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat. That's the most clear, I'd say. Sort of makes the most sense. I remember having a chat about golf with my mate John Boy when I was up in Liverpool, and because of his accent, like, he thought that putting and putting were the same thing. It's a putter for putting it in the hole. Oh dear, two separate things, but obviously that just absorbs in. But and another open goal that I missed last time was, with Kiwi being the best, I could have said, if you want a more sexy accent, you've got to be more Pacific. I mean, assuming that, whatever, it's not as funny as I'd hoped. But I'm going to stop yammering on, because today is going to be a bit different. Right, today I've got a guest, and it's my mate Adam that I met whilst fundraising out in New Zealand. Well, he was my team leader, and we travelled around New Zealand knocking on doors and getting people to sign up for ongoing charity donations. Refer to episode 3. we caught up about a month ago over the internet. Most of the chat was just sort of catching up, but he's agreed to let me put a couple of clips up on here, because, well, the guy's fucking fascinating. So if you want a visual in your mind, he's a big lad, a true sort of alpha male, like the kind of guy that could snap you like a twig if he wanted to. But I mean, yeah, when we met as well, we both had sort of big beards, until one day we decided to go and sit in this little clearing just off of like Albert Street in Auckland, which is just off of Queen Street. Well, everything's just off of Queen Street in Auckland. But yeah, we were just getting people to pay $10 or whatever, and they'd take turns to shave just like a little buzz of our beards off. Did it all for charity, and yeah, we raised loads. So yeah, he's a sweet lad, and you can tell I'm building him up here. But yeah, he's loyal as fuck, really good lad. You know, the kind of guy that would really sort of put himself into harm's way to help you out. But I tell you what, rather than me treading water here trying to describe him, there's a clip of him on the news, on Australian news out there somewhere. So I'll dig that out and put the link to that in the show notes. Yeah, in this first clip that I've got of our chat, he explains about sort of recent false allegations against him. It meant he had to spend a bit more time inside, and well, he tells the story how he ended up being put inside originally after defending himself in a bar, and then after that it sort of goes into a bit about how people smuggle stuff into jail. So well, that's pretty much the whole clip, but here it comes.
I'm trying to think of the last time that we would have spoken. I mean, it's been years. It was about a year, isn't it?
I was in Karratha, so that would have been 2018 Christmas.
Oh man, so yeah, 2 years. That's insane.
Yeah, that's good.
Insane the way it goes. I mean,
yeah, I went to jail for a while again.
What happened there? Why this?
My old lady tried to charge me.
What do you mean charge?
She tried to tell the police that I threatened to kill her and that.
Ah. What, and then that?
Yeah. Because, I got the charges dropped.
But then what did they put you inside for?
I had to go in there and wait for the trial.
Oh my god.
Innocent till proven guilty, I reckon.
Oh fucking hell. I mean, so
Seven months in jail on a not guilty plea, and then 4 months on 3 months on home day, and then found not guilty. Yeah, you needed 25.7. Yeah, you need to get that sorted out. Hey, what does that mean? You need some insulin. Yeah. Wait.
So 7 yeah. months. I mean, how the fuck can they do that? That's
a, no. 7 months, bro. 4 months home detention, like with a bracelet around my leg.
But is that because of the previous that they can then say if anyone accuses you,
yeah,
so you don't even get a proper fair thing.
Yeah, you don't get a fair run at it. You're pretty much guilty until innocent.
Because I've forgotten, like, what was the original crime? Like, was the first time you went in, was that because of your mum? Like, what was that about?
No. I went in for unlawful wounding. Remember, and I got sent back to New Zealand.
I mean, what's a lawful wounding? What the fuck does that mean?
If you lawfully wound someone, it means they wanted it. So it's usually going to be a girl. Unlawful wounding was when I cut that bloke with the chainsaw. Remember?
I don't actually remember the story of this. I remember you saying like you'd been sent over to New Zealand.
Yeah. No, I got I was just at work. I was at work when that happened.
So I mean, why did you have a chainsaw at work?
I was working in the bar.
Of course, yeah. Do you want a drink? Do you want this? Do you want me to cut a tree down? you're ready.
Can I grab a crazy chainsaw thing?
But what? they're at the bar, and
it's a shooter. A crazy chainsaw.
It does sound like a good drink.
There was four of them, Yeah, the crazy chainsaw. Bit of Tabasco sauce in there with a bit of blood. Vodka, Cointreau, lime and Tabasco. And we're away on a crazy chainsaw. Yeah, and I was at work, yeah, and then like four blokes came back. I told them to leave earlier in the night.
Yeah.
They were just drunk and they fucking harassing the girls. So I told them to piss off and then they came back and arced up.
And then, so did you sort of know that they're coming? So that's when the chainsaw came.
That's
the weirdest story I don't
get. The chainsaw was already under the bar because, like, I was demonstrating some fire and chainsaw maneuvers. No, I'm joking.
Oh, God.
No, I was fucking. We were cutting trees down earlier that day out the back.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Instead of putting it away, I just chucked it under the bar and said, I'll chuck that away whenever. And then, lucky it was there, actually. Otherwise, I probably would have ended up pretty injured.
So did they have weapons as well, sort of just coming over?
No, there was just like four of them, and they had chairs in their hand, and they jumped the bar. And then, like, I grabbed a knife, and the knife didn't scare them.
Fucking
so hell. I thought, let's grab the next best thing, and little light bulb moment, a chainsaw was under the bar.
Oh, my God. And then...
Light bulb just went crazy in my head, and I grabbed the chainsaw. And I told them to leave, and they wouldn't leave, so they just came at me.
What and did you cut someone's arm or something? What was the damage?
I started the chainsaw thinking that that'll scare them, and it didn't scare them. They came at me, and he tried to hit me with the chair, and as he hit me with the chair, I just went meow, straight through the chair and got his arm up like that.
He's lucky not to fucking be dead. Like, that's...
Yeah, I aimed for his head, but didn't get his head.
But then other lads, did they just run at this point? Like, no one's going to keep coming.
Mate, it was like a scene off Jaws when they're all trying to run out of the beach, but the tide's pulling them back in.
Oh, my God. So you're there.
That's how it was.
I can still...
And people were like running away. They were like running and like they were dragging each other back, like throwing each other back. And I was like, I'm not going to hurt you. Come back in and buy more drinks, man. Like,
no, run. We are your friends. So then
say hello to my little friend.
God, how the hell have I not even gone into that story before, man? That's
I don't know. Yeah, and then I called the police. Because I was being robbed.
Yeah.
The cops come and pulled guns on me. And I was like, what the fuck's going on here? I just called you.
Well, so he's...
And they're like, you're under arrest for unlawful wounding, and you've got a bloke out the front with a massive gash in his arm, and there's an ambulance out there.
So then from
and
then...
That was the end of it, yeah. Went straight to jail.
So that... Because that was the bit...
Then I passed go.
What was... Was there like a choice at one point where they said you're gonna go to Christmas Island or go to New Zealand? What's that? Is that after jail?
That was after jail. So when I was in jail, I went to jail in 2012, and then the immigration laws changed in 2014.
Right.
And then it went from being that they don't cancel it and you've got to let them know why you should keep it. It went from that to being they cancel it and you have to let them know why you need to get it back.
Right. So you're in for two years already, and then they've said, right, well, the law's changing. You've got new options now.
It was nearly 3 years.
Nearly 3 years.
Yeah, and then, 34 months I was in there.
So 34 months, and then what was the sort of intended time that you were supposed to do? Like, was it like how long did they give?
Yeah, I got. I cookie, leave him alone.
Cookie.
Hello, Cookie. Hello, Shorty.
Oh, they're killers, man.
Yeah, they're violent, mate. I'll tell you what. Release the hounds.
And so, I mean, what was the amount of time?
I was supposed to give you?
Like, so you did 34...
Yeah, they gave me 34 months.
Ah, so you did your full thing. It wasn't like...
Yeah, I did the whole time.
God, I mean...
No parole, no.
I mean, maybe I'm watching too many...
Because I didn't believe I was a criminal.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
It sounds like... it's obviously in a really weird way, but it does... It is self-defense, isn't it? I mean, it's excessive self-defense, but...
Yeah, that's why I got jailed.
And then at that point...
That's why I got jailed, because of that.
So coming out, they've just said, right, you need to go back to New Zealand. Like, they weren't going to let you back into Australia, even though you'd done your time.
I called my mum. They moved me to four different jails in a week, so they could confuse where I was going to be. So, like, they didn't want no one to know that I was going to be released from this jail, this jail, this jail, because they knew immigration was picking me up and someone could have come and, like, rammed the bus and got me out.
Oh, fuck. And so they...
Yeah, bro. So they move you around. They move you around and around and around so you can't call no one.
Yeah.
Because when you get to one jail, it takes like a week for your phone to come good, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I've done that. Then I ended up getting a call through to my mum from someone else. They did a three-way chat. And I said, yeah, look, I'm getting out tomorrow. I don't know if they... like if you should pick me up. And my mum come to pick me up and immigration was at reception in the prison.
So at that stage they've said you need to go back to New Zealand.
Yeah, they just said we're notifying you that your visa's been cancelled and that you're going to a detention center.
And what was the Christmas Island bit? Was that the detention center like that?
I was already I was at Perth Immigration Detention Center at the airport. It's like a little tiny immigration center there. And what happened, right, was I went there and because I'm from Perth, that's meant to be like a super maximum yard where you can't talk to no one or see no one or get no contraband over the fence or whatever. And here's Adam. Adam had contraband every night.
Yeah, did you have a phone? You had phones and stuff inside.
Yeah. I had... In jail, I had a Samsung Galaxy, and number 3 when they first came out, had one of those.
Yeah.
And then when I went to jail, I had the iPhones. The officer brought them in.
What is that like in the film, sort of like, I don't know, stuffed in like a laundry thing or up his ass or something? That's mad.
No, We got the phones thrown over the fence in jail.
Oh, yeah.
They just throw it over the fence and then we just quickly run to the fence and grab it and then run back.
God, it's not as high-tech as I'm thinking. I'm picturing laser beams and shit. Like, and then
There is. Like, there's someone driving around the jail at all times. But it's a big place, bro. Like, it's got a 10-kilometer radius around it or something like that. God. So, like, when they're on the other side, you just call your mate and say, yeah, mate, yeah, blah, 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 and then they'll run to the fence. Quick, it's like a 40-meter throw, so you've got to have a good arm on you.
Yeah,
it's got 2 or 3 razor wire fences, so you've got to have a really good arm to get it to where we are.
Yeah, and then, I mean...
So we've got all the fellas distracting the officers, and then, like, we say, yeah, go now, and then they throw it, and then we quickly run and grab it so the camera, they're not looking at the cameras.
Yeah,
and then we just picked
the screen would smash or something with, especially with those older phones.
It was still in the box. It was brand new in the box.
Oh my god!
And we bubble wrapped it, and we all had an ounce of weed in there as well.
I suppose that helps getting on.
And yeah, that helps with the cushion.
Yeah. This is a whole new thing.
Ball game, man. It's not a tidball ball game.
No, it's really not. I tell
you, you'd be like Ross Kemp.
Hope you enjoyed my little schoolboy chuckles there. Interesting guy, though, right? Yeah, he's we'll have to sit down properly soon and go more in depth. Like, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Well, the next clip, well, the final clip of two, is it was just towards the end of our little catch up, and yeah, we're going through all these stories, but then he just casually dropped in that him and a couple of his mates had cut all of the All Blacks' hair just after they, yeah, he cuts hair. That's probably a key bit of information. But yeah, him and a couple of mates, they got all the All Blacks into a hotel after meeting on Instagram, and yeah, right, here's the clip.
But I don't really get into it too much. Like, oh yeah, I cut the All Blacks hair.
What?
I cut the All Blacks hair.
Holy shit. How'd you get that? Yeah. Did they come to you?
I just fucking... Well, I was working at this barbershop, and like they looked up on Instagram, the barbershop, and seen the work and this and that, and they invited me to their hotel.
Oh, shit.
Oh, snap.
I didn't know their name. Yeah. Names, man. Like, so, because the only...
And then, fuck, I don't remember all their names, bro. That was like a year, oh, just over a year ago. Would have been August last year, it would have been.
So we're not just talking about just one player. Like, you cut the whole team?
No, we did the whole team. Yeah, me and two of my friends did the whole team.
Oh, holy, that's sick, man.
That's cool. That's why I don't really remember their names, but I got some photos on my Instagram.
Yeah.
And I did the Maroons, Queensland rugby team.
I'm gonna show this to my mate JT, because he's probably gonna know them all. Like, are they on your Instagram now? I'll show them to him.
Yeah, I'll send you the photo, actually.
Yeah, fuck yeah, man. I had no idea. So you're getting like celebrities.
Yeah.
I suppose that's they find you. You just fucking go and do it. He travels out, and he cuts all the footballers' hair. Is this God? I don't know his name, but it was like on a Facebook video, and he almost reminds me of Salt Bae. Like, he'll be cutting the hair, and then they're all sort of sitting around. It's like a bit of a hang. Like, they'll be doing that. They're not just getting their hair cut. They're just having a chat and all that.
Yeah, well, that's what we were doing, and all the All Blacks were just sitting there eating lollies and playing Fortnite.
That's bizarre.
And I was cutting their hair on the toilet seat.
What?
What? Yeah. What? There wasn't enough room in the hotel, bro, so I just sat one of them on the toilet seat, and I sat him in the bathroom, and I was sitting on the toilet seat. I got a photo of that too. That's classic.
Oh my god! I want to see these pictures.
Yeah, I'll send them to you on Facebook.
Rightio. So that's a little introduction to my mate Adam. I'll put the pictures that he mentioned up on my Instagram, so you guys can take a look. It's at Jack Tidball. Juliet Alpha Charlie Kilo Tango India Delta Bravo Alpha Lima Lima. I mean, for those that don't already follow, which is probably quite rare. But as mentioned in the clip, I did show the pictures to JT, little Jimmy Thompson. Yeah, showed him the pictures, and he verified they're all legit New Zealand rugby players, which is pretty unreal. And anyway, thanks for stopping by. Please show this episode some love. It will help me to persuade Adam to let me sort of do a more in-depth interview next time. But the best way to give that feedback as well is to write a review on Apple or iTunes, whatever, and bop a little five-star on there and say some kind words about Adam, and that would be bloody peachy. To contact myself, the email address is tidbitspod@protonmail.com. Say hello, give me some things to chat about. And yeah, if things pan out, if they pan out well, then we'll have another little surprise for you next time. But if they don't, I've had some really good chat topics suggested over So either way should be a pretty tasty one. So, well, hopefully. So be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out. See you guys.